Kate Bosworth has starred in every possible genre of film, big-budget superhero films, romantic comedies, thrillers, independent projects. She's portrayed everyone from Lois Lane to Sandra Dee, and she's about to be honored for her work as a producer with the Pioneer Award at next month's Sun Valley Film Festival. And we're fortunate that she can spend a few minutes with us this morning from her home in Los Angeles. Kate, good morning.
Hi, good morning. That intro tells me I've been doing this for an awfully long time, that I realize that I've been working in this industry, I'm lucky enough to say, for 20 years this year. I started on The Horse Whisperer when I was 14, 15 years old, and sort of made my way through the last 20 years.
So that said, you've spent a fair amount of your young life on film sets. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the conversations in your industry, particularly in this moment of time, the Me Too movement, which has created a tangible shift in conversations. But I'm interested in what's happening on the set and maybe a shift in people's work ethic.
It's been such a positive move, you know, for us females working in this industry, and I hope for, you know, across industries. You know, I've certainly noticed a heightened awareness and accountability and behavior that could potentially be seen as normal behavior or acceptable behavior. And so I think, you know, really the most important thing out of the movement is a deeper look into ourselves and an understanding of how something might make another person feel. I think that's always a positive thing, particularly in a time where we are able to hide behind our devices so easily and say things without much repercussion and do things without much repercussion. I think it's an important moment to take some time and understand that actually there are consequences to making someone feel a certain way or doing something without a lot of thought that might have a real repercussion on someone's life.
You're a producer. You make films happen. What stories do you want to tell?
I really hope to make movies that matter. I hope to make movies that have an important impact or have a message that will speak to people and hopefully bring light to a subject matter that might not be as known to a majority. Certainly with Nona, that was the hope and the drive and the thought behind that movie.
And that film explored sex trafficking in Central America.
That's right. We had actually heard a story on NPR in Los Angeles that highlighted the amount of sex houses that are known in the LA area, which was shocking to us. There were 44 known houses, and some of them were not so far from our own home. Just the idea that people can be enslaved and abused, and, you know, quite frankly, one of the reasons why human trafficking, sex trafficking is one of the most profitable things on the black market is that people are disposable or they can be seen as being disposable and they're cheap. Yet when I speak to people who are informed and knowledgeable, educated people, there's not a whole lot that they can speak to about human trafficking, even though it's one of the world's epidemics currently.
We're happy to report that you'll be presented the Pioneer Award at the Sun Valley Film Festival. Can I assume that you enjoy the opportunity to spend time with film fans and filmmakers, people who like to make good movies and see good movies?
Absolutely, because it's very, very difficult to get anything made. It really is. It's a miracle, and I'm sure you hear that a lot, particularly around the festival circuit times, but it really is a miracle that anything gets made, period. Certainly something that, you know, deals with difficult subject matter and something that's a real labor of love. And so it makes it all the more special to come and share our experience and our vision with cinema fans and people where this really makes an impact. You know, it's the reason why we make movies and make projects that we hope speak to people, and our real desire is to make an impact if we can. And if that means just someone seeing something a different way or, you know, looking into something like human trafficking or sex trafficking and keeping an eye out and keep looking at signs that might make a difference for one person's life, then we've really done what we've set out to do. So we're so excited to be there. And I've never been before, so I'm truly excited to be in Sun Valley, and specifically really honored to be there with Nona.
I'm not the first to tell you that Sun Valley is pretty spectacular this time of year.
That is the rumor. I can't wait. Truly, I've heard it's just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, safe journey to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be there and honored. And come say hi.
Kate Bosworth, thank you.
Thank you, George.